Today is April 26th. Welcome on in to Daily Cards Live here on ClavesOnline.com, brought to you by Royal Banks of Missouri and Mungadas St. Louis Acura. I'm Joe Roderick, joined alongside by Bob Ramsey, who's out at Ballparks National, out at the Lakes, and Rammer for a lot of people here in the St. Louis area, kind of looking at the weather, looking at the radar, and wondering if baseball tournaments are going to get canceled this weekend. That's something that never happens out at Ballparks National.
No, I'll tell you, the parks that are able to play this weekend, everybody there is going to feel great. It's one of the reasons when you schedule your season, it's something to think about, whether you're a coach or a team mom or head of the club, whoever does your scheduling, something very, very important to think about, because people don't want their money back. People want to play.
Yeah.
And so, like I think you said, there's an event in O'Fallon, Illinois. Mm-hmm. They have a great park there. I mean, technically, here at Ballparks National, we're sort of competitors with them, but I really admire what they've done and continue to do. That's a great facility. And people will be playing there all weekend.
Well, yeah, we will. We'll see how tonight goes with that for myself, and then into the weekend, see what changes have to be made. Rammer out in New York. As I look, I don't see anything up with the forecast for Cardinals and Mets as they start a 3-game series tonight. It's Jose Buteau against Miles Michaelis for the 13-11 Mets against the 11-4 Cardinals. 6:10 game time at Citi Field. And we have lineups for the game tonight. And Rammer, I don't believe you have seen these lineups yet. So yeah. I'm looking forward to reading them off to you and getting instant reaction, as I'm sure many of our listeners and viewers are as well. The Mets will lead off with Brandon Nimmo. He's in left field. Starling Marte is in right. Francisco Lindor at short. Pete Alonso at first, J.D. Martinez is DHing, Jeff McNeil at second, old friend Harrison Bader is in center, Brett Batty is at third, and Tomas Nito is behind the plate for the Mets. The Cardinals will lead off with Brendan Donovan left, Wilson Contreras is behind the plate, Lars Nootbaar in right, Nolan Arenado is at third, Paul Goldschmidt at first, Alec Burleson DHs tonight, Nolan Gorman at second, Brandon Crawford is getting the start, he is at short, and Michael Ciani is in center field for the Cardinals. Another day off for Mason Winn. Cardinals had the day off yesterday, no Mason Winn in the lineup tonight.
I'd like to know why.
My initial guess, and I am bringing up the stats right now, Rammer, but my initial guess, what I am going to say is that I would hope that we see that when I look at it, when I click on it, that the lefties are just absolutely crushing Buteau, the starter for the Mets, and that is why they are going with him, with Brandon Crawford, to just find him a start at some point this year. That is not the case, actually. It's very much the opposite of the case. Left-handed hitters are batting 196 against the Mets starter tonight, where righties are batting 233 against him.
The only thing that would be acceptable to me and unfortunate would be that Mason has a little ouchie in the back. You know, he had that mad dash, a hard slide in. He plays so doggone hard that it could be a low back maintenance issue. That mm-hmm. would be acceptable. Anything else, not acceptable to me.
Yeah. Apparently, this looking at John Denton of MLB.com, of Cardinals.com.
He does a great job, by the way.
The club wanted to give him 2 days off in a row to limit the inflammation in his troublesome back. Wynn said he had the choice to either sit out Wednesday or today. He wanted to play on Wednesday against Jordan Montgomery, the lefty on the mound for the Diamondbacks. So they gave Mason Wynn the option of when he wanted his day off, and he chose today instead of being off on Wednesday.
Now, it's a really interesting fine line. Does his back feel good, or is this one of those NBA maintenance days to prevent it from getting sore? You could argue, as I'd mentioned, the activity that he had, then you ride on an airplane, which is terrible for your low back. But it sounds like they were having the conversation even before all that. So I'm going to go on record without knowing the facts. We are basically talk shows, right? So yeah. We don't need the facts. So that I am not on board with this.
Yeah. So that is what we see for today. Of course, it's a 3-game series. They will be in New York all weekend long before heading up to Detroit. Righty Adrian Hauser on the mound tomorrow, who's not off to a good start this year with the Mets. And then on Sunday, the Cardinals will be going up against Jose Quintana, a lefty, on that day. So we'll definitely see Mason Winn in the lineup the next 2 days of the series. So
Joe, did you say JD Martinez is DHing?
JD Martinez is DHing for
this
the Mets, correct?
Is this his first game back?
I would have to look at that for you.
Yeah. While we're talking, I'm trying to look it up, but I'm a boomer, so trying to do two things at once, there's no chance.
Yeah, you talk, I'll look it up, Rammer. That's fine. I got the multiple devices in front of me. Yeah.
I've just always been a huge fan of JD Martinez. I think he's just a tremendous professional, and he's going to help any team in any lineup that he's in, even if he's not the player he was a couple of years ago.
Looking at his the game log for JD Martinez for the year, yeah, this he does not have any games prior to
This is his first game back, so it'll be interesting.
Yeah, so see how that goes, and this is another issue, another case of a guy who got a very late start in spring training, yeah. Signed very late into the process of that, and I think they're. You know, looking at it, hindsight right now, I think you kind of looked at it as far as the Cardinals go and said, you know, that'd be a bat that'd be nice, but you thought maybe they had too many bats to add a DH only at the beginning of the year. Now you look at it, the team that's averaging less than 4 runs a game, and you think, damn, it would be really nice to have a bat like JD Martinez in the lineup when you got guys that you're sending down to AAA because they're not producing.
Yeah, you're probably a little jammed up, you know. It was only a few months ago we thought we were jammed up with too many outfielders. Now we got too many DHs. So, I don't know. You know, he's probably not the game changer for the Cardinals, especially at his age. But he, anytime he's got a bat in his hands, he can be a real problem. The other thing, look for Harrison Bader to try and do damage against his old club. He's up to his typical stuff, a 300 on base, which is not very good. But everybody knows Bader can play a little bit. I think the guy to keep an eye, first of all, Starling Marte is a very nice player. Everybody knows about Alonso. The guy to keep an eye on, it looks like Lindor is ready to break out. He had a good day a couple of games ago. I think I'm a little concerned about limiting Lindor in this series.
Yeah, and going up against Miles Michaelis tonight, 1-3 on the year with a 6.49 ERA. He has not pitched that well this year. I would say of the 5 starters in the rotation right now, he's been the biggest miss so far in the early goings this season.
Yeah, despite some of the problems and a slow start for a few guys like the aforementioned Lindor, I think on paper anyway, the Mets have a pretty good lineup. And if they start clicking, they're going to be a handful.
Other matchups this weekend, other games going on in Major League Baseball. By the way, there are teams with a day off on Friday, Rammer. There are games, there are teams, yeah, the Astros and the Athletics. Two teams I know for sure are off tonight. I don't know if there's any others of the sort, but I know how much you and I both hate these Friday night off days. It makes it just makes no sense to me.
There are a lot of things that are off. There are a lot of things in baseball that need to be fixed, but on the things that aren't broke, don't try and fix them. Why on a night where a home team, I don't care what, even the Athletics, instead of getting 500 people on a Friday night, maybe you get 800.
Yeah. Athletics are playing tonight, by the way. I know it's Astros are off for sure. And I don't know, just looking quickly, who their counterpart is for that. And also, it should be noted this weekend, Rammer, Shohei Ohtani is finally en route to Toronto It finally happened. We thought it was happening in the winter, but no, Shohei's finally making his trip up to Toronto, this time to play against the Blue Jays, a weekend series of Dodgers and Blue Jays up in Canada.
I never bought into those rumors. I thought he was
I bought into it. Then, I mean, you had the Japanese pitcher on the Dodgers had rented out his sushi restaurant for like 50 plus people. I was sold on that. I believed every single bit of that reporting. And I thought I was looking to see when the Cardinals were going up to Toronto, because I wanted to go up there for that. I was looking for a passport for Hudson to take him up there to see Shohei play up in Toronto. I mean, I was all on board.
Well, yeah, we just learn each day. We learn about more and more people not to follow for good information, including this show.
It is the Cardinals and Mets tonight. By the way, should be noted also for tonight, your best bet is probably going to be to listen to the game on KMOX, as tonight's game is an Apple TV Plus game. So if you do not subscribe to Apple TV Plus, the only way that you can get the game tonight is by listening to it on KMOX.
I'm going to make another boomer reference. We have Apple TV at home, but I have no idea. I mean, zero idea what my login information is.
Nice.
So I'll take a couple shots at it here at the lake on my laptop. And if I can't get it in a couple shots, I'll just say adios. And
I 2 years ago, I did the trial of it. I ran through all 3-4 seasons, whatever it was, of Ted Lasso. And then I canceled whatever. Then I did not go much further past that. So yeah, Friday night Apple TV Plus game. I'm gonna have to I'll have to have the radio on and be following the game on my phone all night long. Tomorrow though, Saturday and Sunday, you'll be able to watch both of those games on regular TV. Rammer, we will be
Before we go, a topic maybe for another show, like one of those off day shows. Maybe even get a guest, somebody who really understands the television side of the game. It really doesn't make sense that baseball makes it harder, in my view, than it needs to be to follow your team. There should never be blackouts, and you should always have easy access. Now, if you're paying for cable and you're paying for Apple TV and whatever, but not everybody can or wants to pay for all those options. Now that's a problem. Changing the schedule was not a problem.
Right.
So we need to talk about that one day.
Until then, we will be back with you on Monday. Cardinals, after this trip up in New York, they head to Detroit for a series against the Tigers. We will be back with you to recap the weekend and preview the series up in Michigan. And as always, we are brought to you by our friends over at Munganass St. Louis Acura and Rammer, also Royal Banks.
Royal Banks of Missouri, where better service means better banking. Looking for a home equity credit line, a refi, or a brand new mortgage? Call 314-212-1500. Royal Banks, member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
He's Bob Ramsey. I'm Joe Roderick. This has been another edition of Daily Cards Live, right here on Klaibs Online.
Munganass St. Louis Acura would like to upgrade your current BEV experience. The new ZDX offers the performance that you expect from Acura, but upgrades your ownership experience with our award-winning team. Whether you're looking for a more convenient charging solution or an upgrade to a new vehicle, come in today and make a reservation for the all-electric ZDX coming soon. Munganass St. Louis Acura, better than ever for you.